Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today with Francisco Rojas. Have you for the next 20 minutes or so to talk some Phils. A lot of good stuff to talk about. There were five games in the last 4 days. That's including the spring breakout game. We're definitely gonna give you my thoughts on the spring breakout game, some of the prospects to watch, who I liked, what I didn't love that I saw, things like that. We'll look ahead to the next couple of days in spring training. An update on Matt Strom. Injury update on Matt Strom. Is it good? Is it bad? You'll want to stick around for that. And then some news on Andrew Painter, who recently threw some live BP, some live batting practice, and will be throwing some live batting practice a couple of more times again soon here in the coming days. So some really, really exciting stuff with Andrew Painter. And then also, we get to around Major League Baseball to end the show, or to almost end the show. And there is a former All-Star outfielder who's converting potentially to be a pitcher. Who is it? Talk about that in a little bit. But we do want to start with the Phils, obviously. And a recap from the last about four days, five games or so. We'll get to, I will leave spring breakout. Look, the Phillies did play the Pirates prospects. So it was the Phillies versus the Pirates in the spring breakout. The Phillies won 5-3. We'll get to more of my thoughts on the spring breakout in just a couple of minutes. But I do want to talk about the other games that happened, some other observations that I had. So the Phils beat the Atlanta Braves on Thursday. They beat them 16-9. Trey Turner went yard. That was his, I believe that was his first homer of the spring. Look at that. So Trey homering in his first, is getting his first home run of the spring. He went 1-for-2 with a couple of runs scored, a homer, a walk. And Trey's heating up here a little bit to end spring training. So good signs for Trey. Schwarber also went yard. JT had a knock. He also had a triple, or he only had a triple. Triple, couple of RBIs. Max Kepler, my gosh, Max Kepler has been unbelievable. He's really going to be a huge, again, this is all spring training. I almost have to like remind myself of that. I think we all have to do that with ourselves every now and then. But Max Kepler hit a homer in this game for four ribbies. Was that a slam? I feel like it was a slam because this is a home run and four RBIs. So I think it was a slam. Don't quote me on that, but I think it was a slam. And again, Kepler's going to be like, I think, you know, if he's able to, you know, be what he was for the Twins a couple of years ago, really, really having a good spring and really could be a dynamic part for the bottom of this lineup. Really could be. Stott, he solo homered in this game as well. Christopher Sanchez gave you four innings, allowed only one earned run, three hits, a walk, five strikeouts. So Chris Sanchez looking good after his probably fourth or fifth outing of the spring. And on Friday, yes, the Phils played the Pirates in the spring breakout, but they also played the New York Yankees and lost 6-5. Cal Stevenson would homer in this game. Taijuan Walker allowed a couple of runs, one walk, four innings of work, a strikeout, a homer allowed in this game against the New York Yankees. So on the other side, Ben Rice would go yard. So Phils lose to the Yankees 6-5 on Friday. On Saturday, the Phillies would tie with the Tigers, and both Bryce and Trey would drive in the only runs of this game. Again, Trey went 1-for-2 with a strikeout, but again, Trey looking a little better here. It was Wheeler on the mound for the Phils. It was Tarik Skubal, who was last year's American League Cy Young Award winner. Going to look like he's going to be one of the better pitchers in years to come in Major League Baseball. But Wheeler went 5 innings, 3 hits, a couple of runs, none earned, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Jose Alvarado, another clean inning this spring, goes 1 scoreless inning. Jordan Romano, another clean inning for him. That's a good start, you know, before the regular season for Jordan Romano coming off the injury. Orion Kerkering, he had a clean inning, 1 inning, no earned, 2 strikeouts. So a couple of notable guys there for the Phils having a pretty good game. So tying with the Tigers 2-2. And then yesterday, Phils had a split squad game, and because they're going to have their split squad game against the Toronto Blue Jays. And yesterday, the split squad game was against the Baltimore Orioles, where the Phillies won 12-1. And Trey Turner, he went 1-for-3 with a walk. Again, Trey looking better. Stott went 1-for-2. And Edmundo Sosa going 2-for-4 with a couple of ribbies. And on the mound was Jesus Luzardo, who went 4 innings, only allowing 4 hits and 1 earned run, 6 strikeouts for Jesus Luzardo. So Luzardo looking a little better than a couple of the last times we saw him out there, especially against Detroit where he allowed back-to-back-to-back jacks? I think it was, but pretty sure it was. So Phils beating the Orioles 12-1 in the last game that they played yesterday. We'll get to a look ahead to the next few days of spring training in just a couple of minutes. But before that, wanted to talk about spring breakout for the Phils against the Pirates. Phillies prospects played the Pirates prospects. And also, I love the idea of this. I love the idea of being able to see, you know, all the potential, all these players that could be the potential future of their teams, whether it be, you know, the Aiden Millers, the Justin Crawfords, Andrew Painter, you know, obviously not throwing at all besides the batting practice, you know, stints. Besides those, he's not, you know, actually going to be having any appearances this spring, so wasn't surprised there, but you get it. Like Crawford, Miller, the Rincones, who has had an awesome spring, he would actually double in this game against the Pirates. Like, it's awesome to be able to see these guys and really see the futures of each team. Whether it's, again, the Pirates, Phillies, the Tigers saw yesterday with Max Clark. Like all these young up-and-coming prospects. You know, you see them in spring, but it's really cool to see them, you know, all play against each other. I think it's really good. I love it. I think it's good for baseball fans and especially the fans that, you know, enjoy guys are going to be the future of the game, so or people in general. So, yeah, so I think it's really great. This is the second year they're doing it. Standouts for me, Justin Crawford. Seems like Crawford, every time Crawford has, I don't know if the spotlight's the right word, but I guess, yeah, like the Futures game, this spring breakout game, like his spring breakout games, he goes 2-for-4 with a triple. Always seems like he does something. Like, I think the Futures game, he singled in a run, stole a couple of bases, and made a couple of nice plays in the outfield, like showing the arsenal of what he can do as a baseball player. And I think Crawford, it just seems like every time he gets the shot to show out, that he's done it. He just has. Like, he's done it. So Crawford doing that again in this game, 2-for-4 with a triple, just showing what he can do. Showing what he can do. So Crawford, again, is, you know, the Phillies' third overall top prospect. Supposed to be, you know, when you think about Phil's prospects, it's Painter, it's Miller, it's Crawford. Like, those are the three guys that you look at and you say they're the future of this team. And Crawford just feels like every time he has a chance to perform, that he takes that chance. So Justin Crawford going 2-for-4 with a triple and a run scored in this game. Moises Chace, what? This kid, a lot of potential, man. A lot of potential. Fifth overall prospect on the Phillies' top 30. ETA, next year it says 2026. Not sure if that means he's going to actually come up next year, but this kid's got nasty stuff. Watch his cutter. It's filthy. It's a filthy cutter. He doesn't throw like super hard. He's not throwing 98 to 100, but the kid looks nasty. Goes one inning pitched, a couple of strikeouts against the Pirates, and the kid looks like he could be, you know, a future arm for this organization. So I'm excited about this guy. And then lastly, something I didn't love that, again, I'm just keeping tabs on certain players, and I think we all do. Griffin McGarry, again, only spring training, but didn't even last an inning in this game. Literally didn't. And he allowed a hit, a couple of earned runs, a couple of walks. And I'm just hoping that McGarry can, you know, go dating back to within the last couple of years. It was supposed to be Painter, Abel, and McGarry that were supposed to be the future of the rotation of the Phillies. And Griff McGarry is supposed to be one of those guys. And this spring, not looking so great, not loving what I'm seeing, but hopefully, you know, in the minors this year, he can show that he could still be, you know, a major league pitcher potentially one day. And hopefully it'll be for the, you know, for the Phils, but we'll see. So McGarry not doing so well in this game. Carson DeMartini, he went yard in the spring breakout game for the Phils. He is the Phils' 15th overall prospect, and he's a third baseman, and so he goes yard in this game. So another name to watch, Carson DeMartini, as he goes yard in the spring breakout game for the Phils, and the Phils won the spring breakout game 5-3 on the heels of Carson DeMartini's home run and as well as Justin Crawford's run scored and triple. And so Phils beating the Pirates 5-3 in the spring breakout game. Look ahead to the next few days for the Phils in spring training. Today versus the Toronto Blue Jays, it'll be at 105. They will have a split squad. It will be Chris Bassitt on the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays. It will be Aaron Nola on the mound for your Philadelphia Phillies. Tomorrow, they will play the Pirates. It'll be at the Pirates. It'll be at 1:05 p.m. And then before the next time I'm on, which will be Thursday, but Wednesday, before the last day before I'm on, it will be versus the New York Yankees. That will be 1:05, and again, another split squad game. So Phils played the Yankees last Friday. They're going to play them this Wednesday. Tomorrow, they will be at the Pirates. They just played the Pirates in the spring breakout at 1:05. Or they're going to play the Pirates tomorrow at 1:05. They just played the Pirates in the spring breakout. And again, just a reminder, they will play the Blue Jays at 1:05 today, as the Phils will have Aaron Nola on the mound and Chris Bassitt on the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays. Okay, some injury news. I did tell you that we had an update on Matt Strom. So he has had that sore left shoulder, but he could potentially be back for opening day. No, he has not pitched in almost a couple of weeks, but he said he's pain-free again. He played catch from 75 feet a couple of days ago, that being, the 14th, so that was that Friday? It was Friday, right? 17th? Yeah, that was Friday. And he planned to play catch yesterday. I'm not sure exactly what the update is on Strom from yesterday, but Strom looking like he could potentially be back opening day. So originally they say, you know, Strom, and I know Strom said they want to treat this, you know, as cautious as possible. Like, it's only March. It's big picture, trying to, this team has bigger aspirations than, you know, getting this guy back right now and, you know, make sure that Strom's healthy. Some good news here, Strom potentially being able to be back for opening day. So that is something to watch. Weston Wilson, who will probably not be back for another month, I would say. He pulled his oblique back on February 21st, and he was expected to miss 6 weeks. So actually, I feel like, is that, yeah, I guess what, February 21st, 6 weeks? Yeah, so I guess he'll still miss like the first week or two of opening day. But he said on Saturday that he is running, continuing his infield outfield work, and swinging the bat, including a few swings off the practice tee. So a little progress there for Weston Wilson as he looks to get back and be one of the bench pieces for the Philadelphia Phillies. And so those are some injury news. Also, wanted to update you on Andrew Painter. Did tell you that we wanted to talk about Painter and the progress that he's making. And recently just had a live BP, and it looks like looking good right now. I think he threw some live batting practice to Alec Bohm, Bryson Stott, and Brandon Marsh, and Harper, Realmuto, and Castellanos all watched. So it was, he threw against Bohm, Stott, and Marsh. I don't think there's really any like video of this outside of like a couple of smart short clips. I mean, Painter looks like he's Painter. Painter looks like he's a top 10 prospect in baseball for a reason. So I am excited about Andrew Painter. And takes his gets his first live batting practice in spring training. He did this the same day as spring breakout, I believe. So Painter coming along as he throws his live batting practice, and hopefully he'll be on the major league squad in some capacity at some point this year, because that would be very exciting for Phillies fans, Painter, and his teammates alike. So looking forward to Painter potentially coming up at some point this year, but for right now, throwing his first live batting practice to some other Phillies bats in the organization. Okay, around Major League Baseball. Now, I did tell you that there was someone in the majors, a former all-star outfielder, who has hit 40 home runs in his career. Hit 40 home runs not too long ago. Hit 38 in 2021 not too long ago. He's 31 years old. It's Joey Gallo. Joey Gallo announcing it. I'll be honest with you. I truly thought that this was a joke. Gallo tweeted out that and said basically, like, it's been fun, outfield. It's time to pitch, basically. More or less, that's what he said. I thought it was a joke. And then I saw John Heyman quote tweet it. I think it was either John Heyman. Well, I did see John Heyman quote tweet it, but it was either that, or it was like an MLB.com notification saying that Gallo is trying to switch to pitching. I thought it was a joke. Good luck to Joey Gallo. He's been an easy punching bag, an easy guy to make fun of. If you're a baseball fan, especially Yankees fans a couple of years ago, easy guy to kind of be a punching bag. But good luck to the guy, honestly. Just got released by the White Sox. Has not really been himself since he got to the Yankees, I feel like, that year. In 2021, when he got traded midseason? I think it was 21, and he just wasn't the same player. Not the same player. So, we'll see. But good luck to Joey Gallo. I don't have anything disrespectful to say about Joey Gallo. I feel like a lot of people like to make fun of him, but I don't. Tokyo Series, which will involve the Dodgers and the Cubs. It starts tomorrow. Mookie Betts is going to miss the Tokyo series with an illness that he has. So unfortunately, Mookie Betts will miss this series with an illness, but the Tokyo series does start tomorrow. Technically, the regular season starts. I still think it's stupid. I'm sorry that the regular season is starting while there's still spring training games happening. The first real opening day will be in 10 days. Look, it's fine. It's tomorrow, but it's not really tomorrow. It doesn't make sense. There's still spring training games going on. But shout out to Japan. Shout out to Tokyo. It's cool to have the game reach different parts of the world. I enjoy that. And it is big over there in certain parts of Asia. So it's cool, but still. This day in baseball history, 1965. Before I get to this day in Phillies history to end the show, Jackie Robinson is signed as a member of the ABC TV Major League Baseball broadcast team, becoming the first black broadcaster to receive a network position. ABC provides the first ever nationwide baseball coverage with weekly Saturday broadcasts on a regional basis. So that's pretty cool. Jackie Robinson being first black broadcaster to receive a network position, was the first black baseball player in the majors and did that as well. So I think that's pretty cool. I didn't even know that. It's pretty awesome. Didn't ever hear that mentioned. This day in Phillies history, to end the show here, 1977. It is St. Patrick's Day. In honor of St. Patrick's Day, Tug McGraw dyes his uniform green, of course. The home plate umpire made him change to a regulation uniform, but let him keep his green socks. And now the Phillies will be wearing their green jerseys against the Toronto Blue Jays today because it is St. Patrick's Day, and that is what they do. Is that what set it off? McGraw doing this, dyeing his uniform green? I feel like it must be. I'm just saying. So in honor of St. Patrick's Day, Tug McGraw dyeing his jersey green. And screw that umpire that told him he had to use a regulation uniform. Come on, man. Spring training. Well, it was spring training, right? That would make sense? Anyway. Happy birthday. A couple of birthdays of a couple of former Phils. Reese Hoskins, I guess, he was born in 93. I was born in 94. So do the math. I'm 30. Must mean he's 31. Happy birthday to Reese Hoskins. Happy birthday to Gene Segura. Gene Segura is, I guess, 34, 35. He was born in 90. So happy birthday to Gene Segura. We will always remember Gene for 2022. Gene had a very interesting stretch here in Philadelphia, but I think we'll always have fond memories of him for helping to the Phils to reach that World Series in 2022. And Gene, specifically remember helping start that rally against the St. Louis Cardinals in the wild card game. So Gene Segura, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Reese Hoskins, two former Phils that will almost be. Are they legends? No, they're probably not because they didn't win. But I don't know. We love Reese. We love Gene either way. So that's going to do it for another episode of Phillies Today. Phils will take on the Toronto Blue Jays today in spring training. And it is St. Patrick's Day. They will be wearing their green uniforms. It's a tradition. It's what they do. So that's going to do it for me. Talk to you guys on Thursday. And stay tuned for everyone else that does a wonderful job on this channel.